SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you.
Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here. All right, Joe, while I have the time, Pelicans are up 18 on the Jazz. Just hammering them, Joe. 72-54. They're not even at the half yet. How about this one, Joe? Keep an eye on. The Blazers up 9 in Oklahoma City.
I told you.
And are you a little hard after losing by 62 there last time, huh?
I put in a sizzle play.
Uh-oh. What's the sizzle play?
I try to capture the games on Sunday.
Yeah, I like doing that in a game. And when there's big games like this, when you get to the standalones and
I got a sizzle play. You ready?
Yeah, let me hear what you got.
Under BYU, 136 under BYU. And a half.
Okay.
I went against you. I took the skunk. Minus the 4.
Yeah, nah. Oklahoma State's where I'm at.
Right. Over 54.5 for the Baltimore-KC game. Baltimore minus the 9.5. Zay Flowers, 50. Odell, 70.
On jeez, 20, anything else?
On 20, it pays $12,924.87. Sizzle play. Sizzle play.
All right. Sizzle play. Nets up 7 now, 70-63.
I told you they were hot. I told you it was a sizzle.
Still for that one. So
look, they stormed the court in South Carolina.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. Enough of the storm in the court. Like, seriously.
UFL starting March 30th. UFL.
Yeah, I'll tell you who won't be watching that.
You.
Me. There's just no chance. We welcome all of our radio affiliates. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here. Plenty to do. That's for sure. Championship games. We even got Coach Young coming up in a little bit as well. Mike Carver and, of course, the Encyclopedia of College Football, the one, the only. Go for that too, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. You know I'm in a good mood, baby. This is it. Championship weekend.
This is it.
The calm before the storm.
This is it.
Sizzle play.
Sizzle play. Get him out here. Sizzle play. Sizzle play. Actually, a little bit of... You know, when we did Coast to Coast on Tuesday... That Lion Niner number had gotten to 51, and now I've seen it or at least one or two places get back to 50.5. So we'll move back on the under, Joe.
Did it?
That direction. Yeah, a little bit, not much. I mean, it'll be a well over 50, I think, by Sunday at kickoff.
Okay.
I think people look at that as the game that opens up. I think that's the one that's open up. You think it's the Chief-Raven game. You think the Chief-Raven game is going to open up?
Yeah, I do. Big time.
I don't. I don't think so. I have more confidence. Which one do I have more confidence going over? It's the Lion-Niner game. Niner D didn't impress me much last week, Joe.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Really didn't. So.
What didn't impress you?
Nah, I think that they're a little overrated.
The Niners.
The Niners defense.
I think they could be exposed.
I think they can too. I think you saw the Ravens do it.
Yeah.
I think you've had a couple times this year when you've seen teams do it.
Yeah, Green Bay exploited them for the most part. They were only giving up 89 rushing yards per game, and Aaron Jones was running. And you keep saying the 50-yard run, but at the first drive, he was busting loose.
No, he had gaps in that first. There's no doubt. I'm saying that when you look at his total,
right,
when you look what he ended at,
right.
It's a little, misleading.
I got you.
That's all I'm saying.
I think that game's a dead under. Dead under.
Yeah,
I'm not buying into the hype.
Already kind of dug your heels in the ground and said, I'm not moving. You're not getting me off of these plays. These are the plays. I don't care how early in the week it is. I don't care. I'm not changing between now and Sunday. I'm not listening to the charts and graphs. I'm not listening to the percentages. I'm not doing any of that stuff.
That's it. I Joe's
dug in. He says,
I'm ready for
Ravens over. Lions under. That's that. He's not going near anything else.
That's it. We're going to run it. The Lions are going to run it. Jahmyr Gibbs, 70-plus. Juicy. Juicy. The kid's got vision. The kid can scoot. The kid could scoot.
I already played him for the 25-plus receiving yards.
Nah, they're going to get him out in space. Pitches. They're going to go old school. The pitch. Remember, nobody pitches anymore.
It is a lost art, isn't it, Joe?
Lost art!
Anymore.
The pitch! Toss
really
sweep!
Don't. You really
Where's
don't see
the toss
it anymore?
Sweep? Give me the toss sweep! Get him out in space! Pull that guard! Pull that tackle!
Run it! Run it!
Run it! We're gonna run it!
So you think that Campbell wants to go in there and be physical?
Oh, yeah. I think he wants to take the game. This is not a finesse game.
I think he thinks that the Niners aren't a physical team. They're a finesse team.
Correct.
And he wants to make it a physical game. He wants to go in and throw bodies
right
around.
In the mouth. That's it. Forget the head. Go to the body. Go
Maybe
to the
right.
body. What?
Maybe you're right.
I am. Most of the time, I am. I'm riding off the coattails of Nicky Dunlap.
Nicky Dunlap. You're still on Nicky Dunlap. We're on to the Farmers, Joe. We're on to Torrey Pines.
I already got it.
What's done is done at the Amex. We're on now. It's we're teeing off here on Wednesday. It's done.
All right.
Especially since unfortunately you didn't get there.
Carver, there you are. The igniter starts. The igniter.
No igniter. Just telling you like it is, Joe. Just telling you like it is. It's the best that I can do. All right, so we'll go through a few things. They put the championship specials up, Joe, which I know you always love. And maybe we can find some things there. We're going to have Coach Young later talking about the Bucks chopping Griffin and Rozier going to the Heat. We'll take a look at all the action for Wednesday as well. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports
clip.
Grid Radio. You like that one? Can't
yeah,
win with him.
Terry, and I was just thinking about Vernon Davis too. Like he had that one, like he broke out, but
that playoff game against the Saints, right? Remember that playoff game against the Saints?
Yeah, he played.
He was unbelievable in that
seasons,
game.
Carver, did you? I didn't realize he played that long.
Yeah, around a long time.
Jeez.
Very long time.
Man. Yeah. I mean, he had a good career. I mean, you can't say that. Tight end, he had a very productive career.
He did. He absolutely did.
Two 900-yard seasons, one 790, one 850. I mean, the year that he had 2 years with 13 tutties. Incredible. That's incredible. But he called him out, Singletary. Maybe he wouldn't have got to that progression if Singletary didn't call him out.
All right, Joe. Here's what I got for you. Since we got Coach coming up next, so let's get a couple things in here. They put these up, and me and you love these every week. The championship specials.
All right, where are we going with these?
Now, I kind of looked at a bunch of them earlier. I don't love a lot of them. Because some of them, they get so out of control with a few of them. Like, you know, they give you five guys, four out of the five to score a touchdown. Like, I'll just make my own touchdown parlay, all right? I got enough things going on. Successful two-point conversion in both games, 8-1.
Yeah, I was looking at
I figured
at the
you'd
deep
like
shots.
That. I figured you'd like that.
Say it again, 8-1?
8-1, but you need a successful two-pointer in each game.
Campbell will do that. Campbell will do that, right?
Yeah, I mean, listen, you don't know what game dictates if guys miss extra points. Suddenly people get involved in them. You never know, Joe, with those things. Let's see. You want a juicy one, huh?
I'm looking at all the ones 5,000 plus.
All right. You want me to go? Let me go to those. Let me see what you have here. I mean, these are silly, Joe. Like, anything that involves guys scoring multiple touchdowns, I don't want any part of.
Well, some of them aren't that bad. Any three to score two tutties each.
Yeah, I mean, come on. You're asking me three guys to score two touchdowns now. It's hard enough to get one guy to score two touchdowns.
Right,
now you want me to get three.
This one might be good. Hang on. This one might be good. Any three for two tutties. Gus Edwards, McCaffrey, Flowers, and Sam LaPorta.
No. No shot.
200-1.
Yeah, that's why it's 200-1.
Well, I think that's
because it's not going to hit. That's why.
All right, then let's go something 500-1900. Okay, let's do that. That's juicy.
Okay. All right, 500-1900. That's a little bit more in an area that we can live in. Let's see what they have there. I hate this. Any four. What's this? Purdy, Lamar, and Mahomes to combine for 8 passing touchdowns. 7-1.
Let's do that. I like Lamar, I think Lamar has 4.
You think he's going to throw for 4 touchdowns?
Yes.
I don't. So you can play that one, plus 750.
Can you parlay plus 700. These?
No, like, you cannot parlay these. Can't put it with the golf.
Can't put it with the golf and Nicky Dunlap?
No, can't put it with the golf.
I'm running hot.
Niners, Ravens, and Chiefs to combine for 13 touchdowns.
13?
Yeah.
I mean, why do they leave out the Lions? Because maybe the Lions are going to score the most.
You're figuring them all out, Joe. Any offensive lineman to score a touchdown, 50-1.
Let's do that.
You think Campbell's going to pull it out again, the play?
Kansas City's done it in the past. Let's do it. Where is that?
That's under the weekly specials, FanDuel weekly specials, championship.
No, I know. What's the odds?
It's 50-1.
50-1. That's usually a little cheaper than what I'm used to.
75 or longer yard receiving touchdown, 10-1. There was one that I thought was pretty good. Let me find it here worth a dart. Oh, I like this one, Joe.
God, give me it.
And it's 200-1, but this is one that I could see. It's fluky, but it could happen.
Yeah, give it to me.
Pacheco and Gus Edwards to each get a receiving touchdown. Now, we've seen Pacheco get plenty. I know that that's not really Gus Edwards' forte, but, you know, they're inside the 10, Joe. It's a pass play. Nobody's open. Little dump off. Rumbles his way in.
I like that. I like
for
that.
For 200-1. You see, that's a 200-1 I don't mind, because these other ones that have, like, 4 out of 5 guys to score twice, that's way too much nonsense.
How about this? 75-yard receiving touchdown, 10-1.
I just said that, yes. I just gave you that one. Yeah, I know, because like you're locked in on your own stuff. You're worried about what you have going on. You don't want to hear about anything else.
How about the 150 plus rushing, 4-1?
Wait, what am I looking at?
150-yard rusher.
Yeah, who's getting that?
Could be McCaffrey, could be Gibbs.
Gibbs, you know, they didn't give him enough carries to get 150 yards? No. No.
Okay. Well, then why are we even looking at these if they're all? I mean, we know that they're all.
Well, we know. I mean, we're looking for the needles in the haystacks, Joe.
All right, let's look for something deeper. How about this? Each team to score one rushing touchdown in both games. 5-1.
So all four teams need a rushing touchdown.
Correct.
I don't mind that. I'd play that.
5-1.
You got me. Sold.
How about this?
Yeah.
Each team to score two passing touchdowns in both games.
Each team to score. No, you don't got me on that one.
7-1?
Yeah, I'd rather do the rushing.
All right. Okay.
Let's
see what else is there.
Yeah, there's not much else. Oh, how about here you go? You got most passing yards, most rushing yards on Championship Sunday. I hit this the other last week with Lamar, and it was just in the game, but Lamar to have the most rushing yards on Sunday, plus 390. I know you got McCaffrey in there, you got Pacheco in there, but I think Lamar is alive.
Jameer
Gibbs is 12-1 since you think he's going to have 475-yard runs, so if you want to put Jameer Gibbs in there.
Most rushing yards. Where is he? 12
towards the bottom. Player specials.
12-1, Carver.
Yeah. Worth a poke.
It's not bad. No, I like it. I like it. I think they're gonna run it. Hang on. What else?
They're gonna run it.
How about this with Justin Tucker? A 60-yard field goal to be scored. It's 22-1.
No.
Why? You got Justin Tucker.
He hits those indoors, not outside. Not outside.
Come on.
Nah, I'm out. All right, we'll come back. We'll get Coach Young in with all this NBA news and some other things as well. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you aboard here. We got a lot to do. There's a lot happening. 844-843-6879. Let's bring in our man, Coach James Young, because it's been a very busy 24 hours in the NBA. There's been a lot going on. Coach, good to have you as always, my man. Let's start with this, Coach. You don't see guys who start their coaching career 30-13 get chopped. And that's exactly what happened in Milwaukee to Adrian Griffin. I haven't seen a lot of stuff trickle out yet, Coach, but like, this has got to be like a Giannis and Dame time where like, yeah, this dude ain't going to cut it. We ain't going to get to the finish line with this guy. Because it's just such a bizarre thing to see, Coach. Were you stunned when you saw this information on Tuesday?
I was completely stunned, Mike. Just great to be on with you as always. But when this news broke, I thought it was like a fake Woj tweet, right? Like, you know, they have like these burner Woj accounts that are not real. I'm like, wait a minute, like, they're gonna fire a guy after going 30-13 to begin his NBA coaching career. But as you start to peel it back, I want people to think about this. The only reason Budenholzer got fired was because of Giannis. Giannis wanted him out. So once Giannis got him out, you know, who were two of the three finalists? It was obviously Adrian Griffin, and it was Nick Nurse. So you pass on Nick Nurse, an experienced coach, right, Mike? A guy that's won a championship, who I think is one of the five best coaches in the sport, and you pass him over for his assistant who has never been a head coach before. Why? Because the Giannis effect. Giannis wanted Griffin. And as soon as you saw Terry Stotts get the job as an assistant, you thought, okay, here's an experienced assistant. Well, then what Dame shows up? Well, who would a Dame run out of town? Well, Terry Stotts in Portland. So Stotts is gone in 2 weeks. So I'm not once you think about it, it doesn't make sense. But then once you do, if you look at some of their weird losses, they've been bad. But I want to want people to understand something. And this is easy for me, of course, to say. They don't have the defenders anymore. They don't have Jrue Holiday, who is the best defender in the sport. They don't have Grayson Allen, who was a very much underrated defender. They don't have these guys. So the reason why they're not winning, Carver, is because they can't stop anybody. It has nothing to do with the coach. It has to do with the players. They have to play better defense, and they have to have more pride.
Well, Coach, you're calling them gutless, and I agree. They're gutless. That's absolutely right. If these guys would step up.
Oh, here he comes, Carver.
Wait a second. Don't come in and we're going to tiptoe around. Giannis wants this. Game Time wants that. Step up and make plays. And when they don't, they're gutless. Let's just be honest. You know it. I know it. I'm just not afraid to say it. Here's the other thing. Here's the other thing, Coach. Wait a second. Giannis yesterday supposedly is writing up plays on the sidelines in the final 2 or 3 minutes. That's some of the video that was leaked, right? So if that's the case, why don't we just make Giannis the head coach?
Well, that's why they had Adrian Griffin. And here's the thing. Like, here's the beauty of this, right? And I think what you're saying, Joe, is partially right. At some point, you have to start looking at the players and the stars as to why you're not winning. When you get rid of two coaches in a year, and sometimes it ain't the coach. Sometimes it's something else. But the thing that bothers me is this. You're going to get rid of Adrian Griffin, and your top candidate is Doc Rivers? Like, Doc Rivers, the king of playing great in the regular season and getting completely outcoached in the postseason. You mean to tell me that Doc Rivers is going to get this team a championship? Like, you got to be kidding me. Listen, I'll say this right now. Whoever they're playing in the second round of the playoffs, I'm taking the other team. And depending on who they play in the first round, it's Doc, I'm still taking the other team because if there's a coaching advantage, Bolstra, better. Nurse, better. Missoula, I hate to say it, better. Thibodeau, better. Carlisle, better. Those are five good names. I mean, go ahead.
What about Pop?
What about who?
Pop.
Pop needs to wake himself up. I think Pop needs to worry about, not double-teaming Joel and beating up and giving him 70 points. I mean, Oscar's no Pop, but Mike, I look at a lot better when he's not on and it's just the two of us. Because I think he just wants to start trouble.
I think you're going down a not the best road if Doc's going to be the guy. He never wins. He just never wins. I think that would be a very, very tough place to go. And you know Doc wants it, too. Doc would run to Milwaukee to go coach that team. He'd run over there. That's for sure. So we'll see what happens. I'm sure that'll happen in the next couple days. They'll get that in the mix. Coach, Rozier going to the Heat. Now, I was telling Joe before, I think that's a huge move for them from the aspect of that's a lot of offense that the Heat normally don't got. You know, Heat's a grinding team. Uh-huh. We saw that when they went to the finals last year. We know Jimmy can score. We know Hero, when he gets hot, can hit a ton of threes. But, you talk instant offense, Rozier brings that. I think that's going to be a sneaky good move for them in the playoffs.
Scary Terry can flat out score. And love now it. You have a situation where if you get Hero cold and Jimmy gets tired, this guy can carry you, Mike, for 4 or 5 minute stretches where he can get buckets on anybody. So the thing you worry about Terry is not his offense, it's his defense, and it's going to be his first time being in a playoff atmosphere. Because the kid was, you know, on Alcatraz playing with a team called, you know, the Hornets. You know what I'm saying? So this will be the first time for him. But I think it's a really good move and a sneaky move by Riles. I think now if I'm Miami, I want to go get a backup big. Someone that could just take a couple of minutes off of the plate of Bam. Maybe at times you could play Bam as a power forward and go big, big. You know, I think Andre Drummond would be a nice fit for Miami for that second unit. So I think there's another trade to be made. Listen, does this put them on par with Boston? No. Philadelphia? No. But does this maybe make them the third team in the East? Because we don't believe in the Bucks and the Knicks are the Knicks, so you don't know what you got of Randle. It's a sneaky good move. But I also think the thing to watch is, on the flip side, I think Charlotte is going to flip Lowry, right? But I also think, look at two other guys, Nick Richards and Gordon Hayward. Two other guys will be moved by the deadline.
Coach, I want to ask you about two players in their respective teams. One is, where is Kyrie? He's up, he's down. And do they have any shot in terms of Dallas with him and Luka? And then the other is my guy, Valanciunas. Why doesn't this guy get 10 pounds a night?
Joe bets this guy every night, Coach. Every night he's on Valanciunas.
Let's go backwards, Joe. The reason why Big B isn't getting you the rebound is because Zion's there. Zion takes away boards from him. All right? And then you've got to look at the times with Big B in his matchup. You know, if he's got to go out and play a guy that defends a three, that could be an issue. Plus, they're not playing as much drop coverage on ball screen, so he's not sitting in the lane. You know, so I think that has to do with Valanciunas. In regards to Kyrie, I mean, listen, they have a great backcourt that could score with anybody. My complaint is the role guys after Hardaway Jr., and my complaint's going to be, who is their perimeter stopper? See, here's the thing. Because of Kyrie, they lost their grit guys, right? Think about their grit, the second unit guys that they lost in the last couple of years. Think about it. Brunson, right? Dinwiddie. They lost, Christian Wood. They lost Dorian Finney-Smith. They lost a lot of that grit and some defense and some secondary scoring that I don't think they're going to be able to replace. So while they'll be exciting, I still think they're a first-round exit.
First-round exit. Get them out. How about that, Coach? Get him out. First round exit. Unbelievable. The other thing, and I only got like probably 30 seconds here. How about Finch giving the Timberwolves the business after Cat was trying to, what did Cat like see on the scoreboard that Embiid had 70, so he was trying to match him? That was a tough scene. We played that clip on Coast to Coast on Tuesday. Jeez, he was upset.
Well, yeah, he has a right to be upset, but hey, how about this? How about you can't control your team? How about you sit them down and you tell them during the game what kind of junk that was? Take a look in the mirror, Coach. It's your fault to let it get to that point.
Coach, tremendous job as always. There he is, Coach James Young. We're back, Carver and Lisi, right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. All right, Joe. So, good stuff from Coach there.
He said it was Giannis. It's
Well, it's look, I, when you have that much juice, Joe, you know, and look, whether you like it or not, in some organizations, the player has that kind of power. In other organizations, the player does not have that kind of power. And Milwaukee's one of those organizations where he does.
But here's the thing. Can I just be honest?
Yeah.
Basketball, right?
Right.
It's not like football, like where you're drawing up thousands of plays, right? It's not like, oh, yeah, you know, you go to football, oh, they went spread. They're going five wide, empty. I mean, basketball, you're playing basketball, right? 2-3 zone, amoeba defense. I mean, I don't know all of the terms, but it's like half quarter you run it. Like, I mean, it's a, you're not running the swinging gate coming out. So what does the coach really do in the NBA? He's drawing up these, like you're telling me the difference between the guy they have now and the guy they're going to get is like going from like what? It's going from like Adam Gase to Sean McVay? I'm just saying.
Yeah, look, it's...
Is it? Is it? I mean...
A lot of people will say that it's the game where the coach has the least amount of impact in game.
Well, yes.
Some will say.
But that's what I'm saying. So it's, okay, we come up with a game plan. We're going to crash the boards and, you know, we're going to out-muscle them. You know, we're going to half-court it. We're not going to shoot until, like, we got 4 seconds on the clock. We're going to play a 2-3 zone, you know, and maybe switch to man-to-man. Once the game goes on and you realize you're down 20, you got to make shots. That's on Giannis. That's on Dame time. These players need a kick in the ass, is what they need. Am I wrong? I mean, what? So you're down 20. When do you think you want to get it into gear, Giannis?
No, it's true.
I'm just saying, look,
what does whoever go in there, whether it's Doc or whoever, what does whoever get in there, how does that change what happened there? How's it going to change the dynamic?
With 30 and 13, how much of a difference is it from 30 and 13 to what? They should have been what, 37 and 6?
I guess so.
I don't know, but did players take no accountability?
None. You like coaches like the guy Finch on Minnesota who laid into his guys.
Yes.
For a
yes.
gutless effort against Charlotte at home, a team that they should absolutely walk over, but they were too worried about getting this guy his, filling up the stat sheet, et cetera. That's what they were worried about.
Exactly. But here's the thing, like, okay. In football, you run for 40 yards in a game or 1.8 yards per carry, right? Or you convert on one of 13 third down conversions. Guess what? There's a problem there. Because if you're running on first down, you're running on second down, and you're sort of one-dimensional, that's on the coach. You're playing man-to-man the whole day, the whole thing, and Pat Mahomes throws from 500 yards to the same receiver, and you don't change up coverage. That's on you. In basketball, what do? You play zone, you play man-to-man. There is nothing else. Well, Giannis, I want you to cut to the corner. We're going to bounce past the ball. If you don't see it, what are we doing here? I know, you don't like me because I'm getting hot.
No, I don't mind you getting hot. Yeah, you're breaking it down, the X's and O's.
I'm breaking it down. Well, set up a pick and a screen, and we're going to give Dame the open look for the three. So if Dame shoots 1 for 14, that's on the coach. Hey, Dame, instead of going out to the club, why don't you shoot some extra balls in practice? I don't know. They need a coach like that. Hey, Giannis, instead of running after the ball when you scored 54, why don't you get your ass into the gym early and try to shoot free throws? I don't know.
Now, they're back in action, Joe, on Wednesday night.
I hope they get smashed.
Well, they're playing the Cavs, and if you remember, the Cavs smashed them last week.
Donovan had a big night that night.
You remember that game? I mean, they absolutely cleaned them out. That was last Friday.
He had 26 in the first half.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Didn't he?
Might have been two Fridays ago, or last Wednesday, maybe. Last Wednesday. It was a week ago. 135-95, they beat him. Giannis didn't play in that game, but they destroyed him.
So what do you want to do? You want to take them or no?
I mean, I don't know. It's 6.5 right now. 237 is the total. Do we go with our same philosophy usually when coaches get chopped? We expect a bump. But, this team was good already. Right? It's such a different situation. I mean, it's not like this team's lost 10 out of 12 and they chopped the coach. The team's, they're 30 and 13.
So we should go the other way.
It's you want to take the Cavs plus the 6.5?
No, take them on the money line.
Okay. You want to do that?
Yeah, the reverse. So typically when your garbage team fires the coach, they step up, right? Now they fire, a good team fires the coach, we take the Cavs. I will take them with the 6.5.
The other one of interest is we talked about Minnesota. So coming off of that game where the coach lays into them, and they're, again, playing a dog team. So they lost to Charlotte the other night at home. Now they're going on the road, but they're playing the Wizards, who absolutely suck.
Let's take the
and
over.
And again, they're a minus 11.
Over?
Minnesota. 231.5 is the total.
Let's take the over.
If they got any kind of heart, Joe, aren't they just going to completely lay this team out after the coach called them out?
You want to put it with
or
the
Or do
golf?
You think that they're gutless?
I mean, the coach ain't going out there. I say we take the over because Washington has no defense. Got none. 231.5. Let's take the over. Because he said the reason why he was mad at Cat, right, Carl Anthony Towns, was that he said that he was a hog. He got to get everybody involved.
Said he was a hog.
He said he was a pig. I got the Razorbacks on my map. Ooh, shoot, piggy. So let's take the over. Maybe everybody
right,
shoots.
We'll take the over. Here's what else is happening. The Pistons and the Hornets are playing each other. That's just a. How about the Pistons? How bad are the Hornets that they're getting three again? The Pistons are laying three to somebody. That's embarrassing.
Is Melo playing? Is LaMelo?
I believe he is. He should be.
Listed.
Heat minus 10 against the Grizzlies. I saw the video of Rozier getting off the plane in Miami, so I guess he's going to be ready to go, Joe. They'll have him ready.
Yeah, but I think this is probably a game where Jimmy hogs the ball. Jimmy's going to put in 40.
Here's a couple of other interesting ones. The Suns are 1-point favorites in Dallas against the Mavericks. 241, big total. So you have that, Joe. And then the other one is Golden State hasn't played in obviously a week because of the tragic passing of their assistant coach. And they're going back on the floor for the first time since all of that. And they're at home against Atlanta minus 7.5. Man, Joe, this is one of those times you can't even – you got no idea where those guys' heads are.
So what do you want to do?
I don't really want to bet it. To be
so then why'd you bring it up?
Because I looked at the card and I saw obviously Golden State hasn't played in a week.
All right.
I mean, part of me, you go out and you hammer the Hawks with a big inspired effort.
Is Trey going to play?
He did not play the other night in Sacramento with the concussion.
Which means he'll most likely play.
And the number right now is telling you that he probably isn't because it's 7.5.
He's out again?
I doubt he's out of concussion.
How about the under? How about the under?
234.5. I could see that. Yeah.
Come out flat.
Get me in on that.
They don't want to play. No Trae Young. I mean, who's going to score for the Hawks?
Now, let me give you some of this college basketball for Wednesday night, because we got some good ones for you here. Maryland, Iowa, Iowa minus 4.5. What else do we got, Joe? Miami's at Notre Dame. NC State in Virginia. Virginia minus 3.5. And a few games I don't. Let me get some numbers on here, Joe. Actually, I saw a system play.
System play?
Alabama, 2.5-point favorites against Auburn. System play, Joe. System play.
Mm.
And I think there's a late night system play, too. I saw Shane.
A late night system?
Nevada minus 2.5 against Colorado State. System play.
I want to take the over there. Nevada, Colorado State, please.
This game's up your alley, too. Villanova and St. John's, and that's at the Garden, Joe.
I won Nova.
Getting the 3.5.
Yes. I won Nova. Blue collar. They love playing in the Garden. Love it. Lap that up. The Mecca.
Iowa State minus 8.5 against Kansas State. How about Arkansas catching 5.5 at Ole Miss? You love Musselman. Yeah, I can see you taking the 5.5
sour
with Musselman.
This year. He's been a little sour. Hasn't been as juicy as, you know, we got to have that February run out of the Razorbacks. Get them back on track, Carver. Got to get them back on track.
Mm. So there you go, Joe. You got a good Wednesday night in college. There's a few other games. There's a lot of games on Wednesday night.
I know.
Wednesday night.
Now I got Joey and all the basketball people laughing that I said it was, it's the NBA. But I'm saying, like, you know, they're playing on a court. It's not like, here's the thing, what I mean. You're not showing any different formation. Like, well, what are you going to do? You're going to line up five guys on the baseline? That's something new. Like, you know what I mean? There's no formations that you can run. Am I wrong?
Well, they run plays in basketball, Joe. They don't just roll the ball out and say, all right, put it in a hoop. You know, there's actual...
But I understand they're drawing up plays, but they're not drawing up something that we've never seen before. In football, you could draw up something a little bit new.
Carver Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Joe, you came close on Tuesday night with that net game. 108-103 was the final. Knicks beat the Nets. Nets had a lead, Joe, really for a lot of the second half, and they just couldn't close the door. And then it was like too much Brunson and Randall in the last 5 minutes for the Knicks. Randall actually had a really bad turnover at the end that gave the Nets a chance to tie it. Yeah, and the Nets had a chance to tie it, but... And then the worst part was, so he misses the three that would have tied it, and then, of course, they foul the Knicks, and he makes both free throws for the cover.
You know when we didn't bring it up, Carver, that we got to bring up? The Hall of Fame class in baseball. Did you see what came down?
Well, look, you know how I am with this stuff now.
Todd Helton, Joe Mauer.
I have said this a billion times.
I know,
and
it's
I will
the whole
continue
of very,
to say
very good. I get it.
This
I don't
is
even
what,
think
this is what they have made now. That's why I don't get wrapped up in it anymore. I used to bang my head against the wall, scream and yell. I wasn't surprised when I saw this because this
Joe
is what
Mauer,
the Hall
I mean,
of
Joe
Fame
Mauer
is about now.
Good. But he's not my.
He should not be in the Hall of Fame. Shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame. He's a very good player. Todd Helton's a very good player. I don't have a problem with Beltre. He was at an extremely high level for a very long time. But Mauer's a good guy, so he's in first ballot. It's the Hall of Very Good or the Hall of Who Was Nice, and that's how you get in, and I think the whole entire thing is a sham, and it's not just baseball. I think feel the same way about the football, the basketball, the hockey. I think they all do a bad job now. They put everybody's got to be in the Hall of Fame. Not everybody deserves to be there. It's the best of the best of the best. All right, Joe. Tremendous job. I'll see you tomorrow. Great job by Matias Verbel. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Cash some tickets. See you tomorrow.